Listen to Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. A great benefit of our Christian community is that the believers in Christ pray for one another. This scripture encourages us to pray on all occasions and for all the Lord's people, always. And this is really important because all the activities and the busyness that we face each day, we're in a struggle. And we're in a struggle against evil. And those forces of evil do not want us to love one another. Praying for others is a pattern that we see throughout the scriptures. For Moses, he was praying that God would be merciful to his people, to the Psalms of David, to the prayers of Jesus throughout his ministry, and to the prayers of his apostles for believers everywhere. There's so many people and situations that we can pray for, and when someone comes to mind, it may be that the Spirit is nudging you to pray. All of us can pray for each other. All we need to do is be open to the leading of God's Spirit. It's an important part of fulfilling Christ's command to love one another each day. Jesus taught us to pray, and he gave us an example. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We are so grateful for our church family, and we're grateful that we're able to share the spiritual and physical needs of each other. And we thank God because we have the opportunity to join together in prayer. And if you guys have any prayer concerns, joys, please feel free to reach out to Pastor. His number is 850-591-9785, or you can reach us online, BethelUMCTLH.org. Be blessed this week and stand on God's words and promises. Amen.